What is up, Trebuchites? I am Trebuchet alongside my other co-host, Chad Showtime Schultz. We are here to bring you another voiceover for classic professional wrestling. Today we got lined up the King of the Ring 1998 match between Mankind and The Undertaker. One of my favorite matches of all time.
This is, if you haven't seen this match, pass in your, like, wrestling fan card.
Good news, because I've seen this match.
Yeah.
I made sure.
I have shown this match to my friends that don't even like wrestling. They're like, man, wrestling's terrible. Like, you know, just check this shit out.
Just look at this and just see what you get.
Wrestling
here,
so. Is so fake. Well, do I have something to show you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
This match is great. I'm looking forward to watching it with you.
Oh, yeah. Last time I watched this was probably less than a year ago, I would say. I usually stumble across this thing every once in a while.
I probably watched this match more than others.
It was like a 20-year anniversary or something for this match recently or something like that.
Yeah, no, it would have been probably this month. Because usually...
I think it either happened or it's going to happen or something. Because I saw them, like, talking about it. But, we are currently on the WWE Network. We are at 1 hour, 47 minutes, and 5 seconds. We're going to start this up in 3, 2, 1, button. We got Jim Ross along Jerry the King Lawler over here doing great commentary.
This commentary team made everything seem more legit.
Yeah, it really did.
We've talked about that.
Yes. This was a very, very... I've watched this pay-per-view front to back since I've had my WWE Network subscription, and it's really good.
Kane versus Stone Cold was the main event, right? First Blood?
Yes.
It's where Stone Cold bleeds buckets, and Kane wins the title for 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Mankind coming out.
Yes.
He's got a steel chair in hand. This was pre-Sacco Mankind,
yes,
too,
it was.
I believe.
Yes, it was. He was much more sadistic and cold and calculating, just... Very
yeah, he still had the he
dark.
Still had, he still had, like, the classical character. Music in the background too.
He did, yes.
I think he just started wearing, like, the shirt and tie, right?
Yeah. The shirt and the tie was a new thing here.
Mankind does not go in the cell.
He's just looking at it, analyzing it, looking at the cage in its entirety.
They set these up differently now, because, like, if you look here. It looks like there's very little room between the fans on the sides.
Oh, dude, they've redone it.
And
well,
the cell?
The cell itself is not the same anymore either.
Sure.
This one was wider and...
Yeah, it looks like it is...
The one now is taller. It's definitely taller.
It looks like there's a lot more room in the cell, and it looks like it basically almost touches the barricades.
Right. Here we go. This is... And he's just throwing the chair.
He throws a chair on top of the cell.
He got it there on the first try. That's pretty awesome. Like, I don't know if I could have got it.
Do you remember if the Undertaker Shawn Michaels cell had the little footholds for him?
I don't think it did.
He's climbing up the cell right now, and if you look, there's like holes for him to climb, like, up the cell with. Because I imagine just, like, climbing that for a man fully sized.
For a 7-foot guy.
Yeah. Well, Foley wasn't particularly, like...
The lightest guy either.
He wasn't, like, the strongest either.
Yeah.
So, like, pull himself up there would probably be pretty tough.
Alright, so Mankind is on top of the cage. The Undertaker's music hits, and it's pitch black.
Yeah.
Which has gotta be the damnedest thing for Mankind to be up on that high, and just for it to be dark like that is amazing.
I agree. Stone Cold's coming out. I believe if...
The Undertaker?
Mick tells a story that basically Terry Funk had suggested that
I was going to bring that up if you didn't. I'm like, it was Terry Funk's
start
idea
the match
start
on
there.
The cell, and Mick says after the match, he goes, that's the last time I listened to Terry Funk about anything. He makes an appearance in this match, I believe.
He does. He'll make his way out there. But this is the ambiance of The Undertaker in its grandest form.
He's doing his ministry thing at this point, right? Because he's, like, in full-on, like, he's not the...
He is the Lord of Darkness
at
this
point.
He's
not, like, the mortician anymore. Now he's, like, the cult leader.
Yes.
He's in full-on Satanist mode.
Mm-hmm. He just captivates the audience. And, they these guys knew going into this they were going to have to put on the hell of a fucking wrestling match because what The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels did the one before this.
Yeah.
Like, that had some big spots on it. Michaels bled all over the place. I'm Michaels fell certain. Almost from
the he top. Was almost. On the, he was on the side, yeah. I'm fairly certain Undertaker and Michaels got either 4.5 or 5 stars on in the Wrestling Observer for that match.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a 5-star match. Like, that definitely goes in Mick Foley's greatest hits. Or Shawn Michaels' greatest hits.
Yeah, definitely.
And The Undertaker's, really. Like, yeah. both of the two workhorses of the WWF at the time. Just going at it. And The Undertaker's derobing here. He sees Mankind up there, and he says, you want me up there? I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to whip your butt. I'm paraphrasing, but I've seen this a couple times.
Yeah, that's
I jumped the gun a little bit, but I'm excited because I really enjoy this match. And we're fighting on alongside of this.
Undertaker's still on the side of the cell hitting Foley, who's on top.
I believe if you listen really well, you can hear like one of the fans go, "Don't fall on me!" And I'm just all like, oh boy, you know very little about what's going to happen here. This is the craziest camera angle. We're looking up from inside your cell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Undertaker's tasting the steel.
Hits him with a chair. Just to see them walking around up there makes
me nervous. You can
kind of
hear, like, the cell's kind of like giving a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, this is 300-plus pounders. Like,
yeah, that's at least 600 pounds up there.
I wonder if they ran this by management that they were going to be up there.
Oh, I'm sure Vince knew. I don't think he knew it was going to go as far.
Whoa, and then the cage is given out right there.
Yeah.
Like, that right there would have made me have second thoughts about being up there. You can see some more of the snaps popping here.
I think they gimmicked this particular spot to break when they slammed him, though. So they would have had to have known they were going to be up there because they gimmicked the cell.
Okay.
Because I would like to think that if you slammed him on any other spot, the whole thing wouldn't collapse in the way it does here in a moment.
Oh no! There he goes!
Throws him off, just unceremoniously tossed off the cell. Mick Foley does not like it when you say he got tossed off the cell due to what they say in Britain about being tossed off.
God is my witness, he is broken in half.
He sure is. Oh. Mick is not moving.
No. And that has... moment will live in infamy forever. That was the damnedest thing, and it appears to be over.
That isn't even the best camera. They haven't shown the best camera angle yet, because you can see from the back.
That was the overhead one, the normal, what I call the normal camera angle, this one right here.
Yeah.
The Undertaker's just looking at the carnage. Half of Mankind is in the fans.
Yeah, this is the best one. The camera angle.
Bam.
Oh.
And he catches, I think... it's Hugo Savinovich in the face here.
Does he?
Yeah. The Spanish commentators just eat it. Bam. And you could tell they were not prepared for that. They did not move at all.
Yeah, I don't think they knew it was coming.
And I legitimately feel like JR means like somebody needs to get out here and check on him. There's the Terry Funk right there.
Terry Funk checking on his buddy there.
Former NWA champion right there. Just checking out the carnage. He's seen some battles.
Wearing his Funk U shirt.
Yes. We got referees out here finally. Mick's just holding his shoulder like...
Oh, he definitely like landed on his shoulder too.
Oh yeah. He's taking the mask off, which I never expected him to do during a wrestling match because he's so tough. You know what I mean?
I feel like at this point the fans have to be like, well, like the match is over. And it sucks we're not getting a full-fledged match, but on the other hand, we just saw the craziest fucking thing.
Yeah, no, you just saw something that you didn't expect to see, like, you knew Hell in a Cell was bad, but this is like, holy hell, man. Like, and The Undertaker has not moved. He's just staring. Just
perched up there like he's Batman.
Just like, yep, that's what just happened. Like, and we're gonna see another replay of it, because why not? Wham! And that could have killed him, and I would not have been surprised either.
No,
like,
this
was a planned spot. Like, I've heard Mick say that part of it was planned. And had he not mouthed off to the boys in the back and said that he was going to do it, he probably would not have done it in hindsight. But this is probably be known for, this match is what he's known for, you know, his legend.
Yeah, I would like, say
for better or worse.
This is probably one of the top 10 moments in, you know, WWE history.
Yes.
Fully off the cell.
Bam. One of the defining moments of the Attitude Era for sure.
Yeah, one of my favorites is Jim Ross to go off about how, like, people used to say wrestlers knew how to fall.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I hope no one say, you know, some dummy's not saying, no, they know how to fall.
Yeah, no, I like I said, everything JR is saying in this match, I totally believe
JR seems genuine.
And they're raising the cage with the Undertaker on top of it.
Undertaker's on top of the cell, and they're raising it up because there's no way that they could get a stretcher around that.
Right.
So
we got Sergeant Slaughter out there now.
Sergeant's out there. Vince is out there.
Referees forever. The trainers out there.
They got to get the table up.
We got the stretcher coming in.
Yeah, I guess the Undertaker wasn't super thrilled about them raising the cell.
No,
like
I wouldn't
that
have been either, man. Like, there.
See, yeah, if the Undertaker falls from up there, he's dead.
Dead.
He's dead.
All right, and I think is Mick standing? Kind of, he's more leaning on Terry.
Terry Funk is carrying him at this point.
Yeah. Man, he's got to be.
Vince,
he's concussed.
Vince looks genuinely concerned. Yeah, I imagine.
I don't know if he was concussed.
There's no way Mick isn't.
He definitely has that Krispy Kreme glazed over look in his eyes.
Yeah, no, I think I remember Mick saying like he remembers very little of this, like firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, they just said there's a Lord of Darkness right there.
I can't imagine he's completely. Yeah, Mick
and they're wheeling Mick out.
Mick
on a
is definitely favoring that shoulder.
Oh yeah.
Probably
separated. I know his kidney gets all messed up.
At least.
WWF Attitude indeed. Like if that banner could not be more well positioned. Like that shot, and they're bringing the cage back down. Look out! Look out! Look out! You got camera guys. You got a lot of people that aren't usually in the area. You got stairs probably in the wrong spot. That's just crazy. All right, and now Mick is rolled off of the stretcher.
Mick literally is
rolled off.
He does not want to go to the back.
And now the cage is all the way down.
There.
We're on the ramp. We got EMTs.
People are referees. People are just
crowding around. The Undertaker's making his way back down. Just, whew. And this is not the main event, by the way.
You know, I like that. Jarrett says, you know, we're sorry you're not going to have a match. And the King's like, how do you apologize for that?
Yeah, and now Mick is up.
Mick
and he's
is back
looking
up,
at the ring.
No mask.
And coming back.
He's ready to go. His shoulder is clearly not right at this point.
Reclimbing the cage.
He's struggling to get up there, but he is back up the cage.
As a wrestling fan, seeing him do that just blew my mind.
The fans had huge
rightfully
pop
so. The Undertaker still got that chair. This is amazing.
There's just not a better way to say it.
Got
Undertaker got Mankind elbow!
Chokeslam!
Through the cell. Hits his head on the chair.
The chair hits him on the way down.
Yeah.
And knocks his teeth out. And the trainer's in the ring already. Like, yeah. Everybody's in. Somebody stopped the damn match. Like, based on everything I've heard, that was not planned. That part of the match.
I don't think he was supposed to hit the chair.
Based on what I heard, he was not supposed to go through it.
Really?
He was expecting to get choke slammed on it, and he was expecting the cage to stop him.
Really?
And he said it hurt more when he hit the ring.
No,
than when
I,
he,
I, ha- I
when
have
he hit.
Heard. I have heard that. He said hitting the ring hurt
the
a lot.
The Undertaker's coming down.
Hitting the ring.
And the Undertaker blows his knee out a little bit there too, because
yeah.
I think the Undertaker was hurt going into this match too.
Yeah, no,
they're worried about the Undertaker getting hurt. And Mick Foley just took these two massive bumps. And Terry
Undertaker
Funk's buying him a little bit of time here.
Undertaker wants to fight with Mick here, and Terry Funk gets in the way.
Fighting for his friend.
It's clobbered.
He's up and
Terry Funk
choke slams Terry Funk. Terry right Funk out of his shoes.
Catches and chokes, yeah, out of his shoes, correct. Like I said, I think...
That's just based on what I've heard and the legend of this match.
To my knowledge, Mick was supposed to go through the cell. He wasn't supposed to hit the chair.
Well, I'm sure the chair was not...
The chair was not supposed to come into play.
But that is that was more violent than the first one, though. Like, there's no give there.
Yeah, that ring...
This angle right here...
He said that, like, you know, fans really like that first bump, but he says wrestlers appreciate the second one because they know how hard that is.
He goes right there. He just slumps over.
Yeah.
He's definitely concussed now. If he wasn't concussed before, he's concussed now.
That chair hitting him is bowling shoe ugly in the air.
Yeah. At one point, Mick says during the match, he's just all like, I remember there being shoes in the ring, but he didn't know why because he didn't remember the Terry Funk part at all.
Yeah.
And they're just continuing the match here. There's an arm bar after this devastation. And the network just skipped on us a little bit. So there's an arm bar
Mick bleeding from the mouth badly.
Yes.
Undertaker, old school.
Old school. It wasn't even called that back then.
And it was just called school.
And Mick is mounting an offense.
Mick.
Sort of. And they're locking him in.
They're locking the cell.
And who the hell made that call? Like, that is the most...
No, this spot right here. Mick, smiling in the corner, bloody mouth, nose, in his nose is a tooth,
yes. And hearing Mick Foley speak about this, he said he wasn't trying to smile.
He's trying to push his tongue through the hole in his lip.
Yeah. Bam! And he's still mounting an offense. Concussion.
Yeah, he said he really wanted to get his tongue
shoulder separated.
That hole.
Yeah. Just, how is he standing?
You can see
testicular fortitude.
You can clearly
see
that his shoulder is messed up. He's kind of just dangling there.
It's just kind of hanging there.
He's got one arm. He's missing.
Going for steps here.
Grabs the stairs.
That's a good idea, but he does not have.
Can't hold it.
Literally just cannot hang on to them. The Undertaker says, "Oh, you want to play with the stairs?" I've used stairs in my day.
Jerry asks, what's that sticking out of his nose? A tooth.
Oh!
Hits him with the stairs.
In that shoulder.
In his bad arm.
Oh! Twice.
Into the cell.
And one more for a good measure.
Ugh.
And down go the stairs.
You can tell.
Down goes Mick Foley.
You can tell Mick isn't bumping right here. He's not taking falls the
falling.
Way he should. Yeah. He's not there.
Gravity is his enemy at this point. Like, everybody's in shock here. Like, it's funny, to see all this. Everybody's just like, whoa, what am I witnessing?
Looks like he's been through hell, and Undertaker's still out there throwing soup bones.
Oh, yeah, he's still
those
running.
Those are still Undertaker punches. Undertaker...
Suicide dive. Nobody home.
Oh, head first into the cage like that.
Mick getting
that's
out of
already,
the way.
That's
I don't know if Mick got out of the way or if he just like collapsed.
Yeah,
like,
that's a huge spot that looks like nothing in this match. Like any other match, a suicide dive into the side of the cell.
Yeah, it busts
spot.
Him open. He's wearing the crimson mask afterwards.
That's nothing in this match.
Hell in a Cell today, that's the biggest spot of the match potentially, you know? But not, this match, it's like, doesn't even come up on your radar.
Yeah,
look out, camera guy.
Is that Tim White? Is Tim White the ref there?
Yeah. One of Tim White's last matches was in Hell in a Cell, I believe.
It was the Kevin Nash one, I believe? Yeah, I think it was the Kevin Nash one.
Nowhere near as good as this one.
I think he blows his knee out or something.
Yeah.
Gets hit real hard.
So he's got a legacy in Hell in a Cell. Like it or not. Yeah, it's just... Like, Undertaker still favoring that knee.
Undertaker's knee is messed up here. Mick's still walking around with one good arm, and he's still what we got. Looks like he's going for a pile driver here on the chair.
On the steel
pile driver on the chair,
and cover him. One, two, and I wouldn't have been surprised if that was it. You know, pile driver on a chair these days, that match is over.
Well,
you're
not pile driving anybody anymore. Two, you're not hitting anybody in the head with a chair anymore.
Tell that to Impact Wrestling.
Oh, there you go. Cody Goats chiming in, everybody. Welcome to the party.
Hey.
Oh, and Mick is fighting the top.
Yeah, we welcome Goldilocks to the show.
Oh.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Cover. No.
Undertaker just kicking out with nothing.
Just beaten, battered, bloody. But he's in a suit and tie, so... I don't mean to laugh, but I enjoy this stuff. This is my inner 12-year-old coming out again. I grew up on WWF Attitude and ECW.
Double arm DDT.
Yes. Which was one of Mick's finishers back in the day. Could have covered him there, but no. Ever the Entertainer. Mick's rolling out to the floor. He's got ill intentions on his mind.
Mick with a bag of something. What could it be?
Sandbag, maybe. Sticks his hand in. That's not
sand,
ladies and
gentlemen.
By God,
those are thumbtacks. What a great shot of the thumbtacks there.
Oh, man. Okay.
This is the first time
this just went from bad to worse.
This is the first time they've ever done this in WWF.
Yeah, I've not seen it up to before this point, and this just made me cringe.
It was a pretty regular thing in ECW, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I didn't watch. Well, it was. I don't know if you knew this or not, but ECW was not the easiest thing to find back in the
day. That's not fair, yeah. Did we have it in the era? I was too young.
I found it on TNN.
Okay.
Once in a while.
But pre-TNN?
Pre-TNN, I did not have any.
Yeah, this was all like syndicated stuff.
Yeah, no, I grew up on WCW and WWF.
Oh, boy.
Mandible Claw. These guys proceed to put on a wrestling match after all this devastation. It's amazing to me. Undertaker is fading. This is pre-Sacco. He's just got his fingers down his gullet. Down to his knees. Referee's asking him.
Ref going for the old lift the
arm trick. If he goes down three times, the match is over.
Two.
Okay, one more and we're done here.
Going for the third. Goes down up.
He's back up. He's up. That was very close.
Got the Undertaker.
The second of that third time where Mankind almost had it.
And oh, no.
Very precarious position here.
Undertaker throwing
Mankind. Oh, for the love of Mankind.
Into the tag. Mick
rolling through him the hard way.
Into them.
That's the hardcore legend for you, man. The human pincushion. Exactly. You can't call it any better.
They're in Mick's back, in his shirt. They're in
his arm.
He's got him in his butt. Yeah, no, they're on his arm, yeah. It's funny, is that separated shoulder, I'm not sure you can feel it.
Oh, got him by the neck.
Got him
for
the
choke slam directly over the thumbtacks. That was not a cheapy one right there. You can just see him glistening off of him, and for all intents and purposes, this is over. He's to his feet, but not for long. Up to the Undertaker's shoulder. He's up. And he is
down.
Pile driver.
Count to 100.
1, 2, 3.
It's
the kick of the leg. Mick trying with the will, but the flesh is weak. And the Undertaker wins the damnedest Hell in a Cell match that will ever be put on in this or any other company. For my money, I'm just saying.
Mick set the bar way too high here. Nothing will ever come close to this in WWE.
No. Like, he's had some good Hell in a Cell matches since then. His WrestleMania 22 match with Edge comes to mind.
The street fight he had with Randy Orton.
At Backlash, I believe.
Yeah, that
was
one of my favorite matches.
I watched that one over and over and over again. That really put Randy Orton over in my mind.
Yeah, Randy Orton.
He was a real pretty boy leading up to that. And I was like,
Randy Orton
this guy's
takes that bump into the tax wearing just like the trunks.
Just the trunks. Man.
Supposedly, Mick goes into the back, you know, after being checked on here, and Vince says, you know, thank you, you know, so much for what you just did. I never want to see that again.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah, no, there's actually another story that goes, Mick tells it, and he's in the back, and they're stitching him up and everything, and he turns to, I think it's like Terry Funk or something, he goes, hey, did I ever use those thumbtacks as they're like pulling him out of his arm? Like, he was so, lights were on, but nobody's home. During, like, the tail end of this match. Like, he's just going on
instinct. He's a great wrestler because his subconscious knows what to do.
The backboard there.
This was just a battle of intestinal fortitude here. And the Undertaker's just limping away.
Oh, yeah, Undertaker limping into the back, just trying to go, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, eh.
Sure, he's going to get a standing ovation from all the boys in the back. Like, how could you not?
Undertaker gets his...
Personally...
Undertaker might get a standing ovation if everybody isn't there clapping for Foley as they drag him in the back. Though,
personally, if I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin and Kane, I'm pissed. Because how do you follow that?
Yeah, no, I would. I wouldn't be happy about it.
But, no, the you think this is over, but later on in this pay-per-view, Mick Foley actually comes back out and interferes in the match. Like, in the main event, which is ridiculous to me, because I didn't know that until watching the full-length thing.
Yeah, like,
I'm like, who let him come back out? Even if he's supposed to there?
Like, yeah, how do you not
have,
just,
like, Triple H or somebody come out, or just, you know, anybody?
That spot where he hits his head on the chair, that is, oh, that looks so grisly. Oh,
the choke slam.
On the thumbtacks.
And these humanoids are cheering it. I would have been at that
in
time.
Today's, let's say...
This match would have been stopped four times.
The match never would have gone past being thrown off the cell.
The first fall. The first throw.
Yeah, they would have said, all right, he's done.
That's the spot. That's where this match ended. It began and ended there. Like, that was it.
This match makes me nervous about every time they're on top of the cell.
Oh, the Shane McMahon match?
The Shane
McMahon
Undertaker
this past year,
actually,
yes.
The Shane McMahon-Kevin Owens match was the one I had the hardest time with.
Well, they were up there for a while.
They were up there for a while, like, just throwing each other around.
But I because of this match, I'm pretty sure they reinforced the shit.
No,
out of
I'm
that
sure
thing.
They did, but every slam, I'm just... I had, like I was saying, it's taller than it used to be, too. I had a real panic attack watching Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens up there.
Yeah.
Every fall, I was just like, oh my God.
I was getting anxiety, too, yes. Because of this match and the other ones, it just...
You can see Terry gesturing to... His nose showed, like, Mick, you got, like, a tooth.
Sergeant
Slaughter
there?
And Terry Funk.
Carrying
I think
him.
That's Mike Chioda right there. Yeah, that's Mike
I think
Chioda.
That's their doctor there.
Yeah,
in
the doctor
gray.
And the trainer are both there. And Terry Funk's like, give it up for him. How could you not?
This motherfucker here. In his stocking feet, too.
Yeah, Terry never picked his shoes back up. In a losing effort, gets a standing ovation. Like, this man. Like, I'm sure he's still feeling some of these bumps to this day. Like, we're going to see it again. Like, because you have to show it.
In slow
Super
motion.
Super slow-mo. Whammo. Oh. Me neither. Just wow, and he's poking JR with the tacks. Oh, these two, they're classic. Even in this moment of seriousness, they're still playing around.
I think they really wanted to prove like those tacks were like the real deal.
Oh yeah.
Was this like JR like in the height of like his Bell's palsy?
Yeah, I believe so. Like it was his first bout with it, I believe.
Yeah,
he's had it a couple times.
Yeah, he didn't look so good there.
But all right, I'm gonna pause the tally here. Trebuchet's here. Do you have anything to say after the carnage that we witnessed here? Three claps for Mick Foley and the Undertaker. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck, I'll give him a fourth. He deserves it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. This match is insane.
It's special to me. It holds a spot in my heart.
I would think it probably is the majority of wrestling fans agree with that. That this is
if you're a fan of hardcore wrestling and the Attitude Era, you're a fan of this match. I feel like
a special match for sure.
Absolutely, it will go down in infamy, and you will see it anytime. You will see snaps from it anytime anybody mentions Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
because it just set the bar that high. So, yeah, be sure to check us out at Trebuchet LOL, at Showtime Schultz, at Goad, and check us out at UndisputedPodcastOfTheWorld.com. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.